It's the North Shore Male Choir's annual variety concert in support of the North Shore Hospice on Sunday, the 20th of May.
Caring for our communities. Dansker Mobler and Newstalk ZB.
My ideal Mother's Day would start off with breakfast in bed and then the rest of the day just doing nice things with the family.
Breakfast in bed, lying without the children. But then, of course, Mother's Day is about kids, so I guess the kids have to be involved somewhere.
Sleep. I don't want a present. I don't need anything, really. Just if I could just have maybe 1 hour in bed to catch up on the last 5 years of sleep, that would be the perfect Mother's Day.
Ideal.
Send the kids and their father to a tropical island.
Real life, your slice of life.
With John Cowan.
On Newstalk ZB.
Our town was peaceful and quiet before she came on the scene. The lady started a riot, disturbing the suburban routine. Oh, the naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town in a whirl.
Well, if you're a fan of Shady, what was it, the Shady Lady? What's it called again? The Shady Lady of...
Shady Lane.
Shady Lane, not Shady Lady. Yes. If you're a fan of that, you've heard that twice tonight because Jim played it before the break and you'd already picked it for one of your songs.
Indeed, I...
And you like it because of the little punchline at the end.
Oh, the punchline's gorgeous and she's only 9 days old.
Yes. That's lovely. Now, we'll go back to founding the organisation. You say you put an ad in,
yes,
in the paper, and you got lots of people ringing up, and
absolutely,
then you must have go, what do I do now?
Well, you know, what we did is we it really came about because I was coming out of a supervised access centre, and I was shocked at the number of grandparents that were out there.
Yeah.
And I'd got to sort of see them on a regular basis because we used to go every 2 weeks.
Mm.
And I watched this one particular grandmother who was elderly, and I could see her going downhill and downhill and downhill.
Mm.
And she was just so distressed one day. It just, to me, seemed so wrong. So this is basically why I decided to do something about it.
Right. And so who came alongside you?
So basically in the early days, the phones started ringing, and then we went to our local community coordinator, and we called a public meeting, where we had a few MPs come along and we basically got together and told our story. But, you know, in the early days, it was very hard for us because we had to learn to trust the other people in the room. You know, so we went to meetings for about 6 months and we talked and we vented and we stamped our feet a little bit like those little children that we had brought into our homes. And then word of mouth just seemed to spread. It was just amazing. So the next minute we know, there's another grandparenting couple from West Auckland who said, listen, we'd like to start a group over our way. And working with our community coordinator from our local area on the North Shore, we set up the founding document and we moved on from them. And here we are today with, 13 years later, with 47 support groups throughout the country. And as you said, 5,124 members on our database.
Right. So that's right around the country.
That is right around the country. But as I said to you, it's the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
You know, and we did the first two lots of research ever done on this particular subject in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And we've also written a very valuable resource booklet that goes out to, and we will send that out to grandparents who think they may be in the position of having to raise their grandchildren.
Right. So it might be coming up. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, it's best to be informed. It's full of legal advice. You know, access visits, self-care, because that's another thing that we're noticing with our grandparents is they're elderly and they're naturally getting the age-related illnesses as we do, as we age. And they need to be there for these grandchildren.
Yeah.
So they've got to keep themselves well.
Yeah.
They've got to get their medications and things like that.
That's
but
right.
Grandparents being grandparents, John, they would rather give the $7 for little Johnny to go on a school trip than go and pay for their repeat prescription.
Yeah.
And that's a fact of life.
And also they probably neglect to have some downtime and some fun and some time with friends and things like
that.
Well, it's the type of thing that keeps you going, isn't it?
It is, but unfortunately, you know, it doesn't happen that way for grandparents in this position.
Yeah.
Because although there may have been a family group conference or a family meeting and all well-meaning extended family members say, yes, of course, Nan will help you, when it comes to reality, often they don't.
Right.
So grandparents don't get the respite care they need.
No.
So they're dealing with traumatised children, you know, 24/7. But in saying that, Paula Bennett did announce respite care camps for particularly grandparents. grandparents raising grandchildren, which the children can go to Kids Are Cool camps free, and grandma and grandpa perhaps get 4 days break.
Well, that'd be great.
That is great.
Yeah, and I suppose the health camps are still running too, aren't they?
Well, that's basically where they're running them from the health camps.
Okay.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. Hey, we've got some calls. We'll take Patricia from Gisborne. Hello, Patricia.
Oh, kia ora.
Kia ora.
Talking about the grandparents' situation, we have to ask ourselves, grandparents are responsible for bringing up their children, who nurture their children, and you have to go back about a couple of generations. With a generation of grandparents, how did they nurture their kids? How come there's so much...
Why is this happening now?
Yeah,
That's a good question. Why are we hearing more about this now than perhaps in?
Well, I think I'm sort of the opinion that I'm not going to hide it under the carpet anymore. And I think in past generations it was swept under the carpet. You know, in a lot of Māori families that took the whole village to raise the child, and there's a lot of whakamāra about that, and a lot of shame involved, so they don't sort of say anything. And I think it's because of the advent and the birth of our organisation that's got the word out there more, and more people are coming to us for assistance.
So it's probably always happened.
It has, without a doubt.
And it probably happened informally.
Yes.
I know my own dad was raised by his grandmother. His dad was off trading around the islands or something, left abandoned his wife, and I think his wife got in trouble, and so... You know, he got raised by his grandparents, so it's probably always happened.
It has.
Probably drugs is probably...
I think drugs is a big, big player in this picture today.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, with P and all that sort of thing, it does send the parents psychotic. But, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I could have had 4 children, and 3 of them have turned out perfectly well, and 1 happened to get involved in drugs. You know, that often is the case as well.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with P also is that it sometimes appeals to perfectly... good kids from good backgrounds.
Yes.
They just have a lapse of judgment, and before they know it, they're addicted. And they're no longer dealing with the product of your careful upbringing. You're dealing with the result of what a chemical does on a brain.
Exactly right. And, you know, it's just one of those things. It's society today, how it's blown up and expanded.
And I believe this P appeals to women too. And so we have mums and things dropping the ball with all their good maternal instincts.
Absolutely.
And,
Very sad.
I'm sure that's at the bottom of it, Patricia. And So your organisation, some of the things it does, what does it actually practically do?
What we practically do is anyone that joins our organisation that is raising or potentially can see they're going to be raising their grandchildren or any family member for that matter, i.e. in children, they can contact us via our website, which is www.grg.org.nz. Under Join Now, they can join up, which will come direct to me.
Yep.
Then they'll get a welcome pack, which contains a comprehensive booklet, which is called Help for Kinship Carers and Grandparents. That's 72 pages long.
Mm.
So that deals with all the financial issues. It deals with all the legal issues, access, visits, and as I said to you, self-care. Then they go on to get our monthly newsletter, which our members tell us that is their lifeline. We also run courses throughout the country for our... grandparents to attend. We're working with the Parenting Place and a DVD, which will be announced very, very soon, which we're very excited about. We're also doing morning teas with the Parenting Place.
Right. So it's basically you providing, connecting them up with other grandparents. They can they can hear these stories. I was reading through your newsletter, and it was just lots and lots of stories, and sometimes pretty heartbreaking stories, but also inspiring stories about how they can do it and that they're not alone.
Yes,
and
not
there's
alone.
People standing with them. And so you provide that sort of fellowship, you provide information.
And remove the isolation.
Yes.
That's so important. You know, they can go along to a local support group, which is all listed on our website.
Yep.
You know, and if we do have time later on, John, I'd really like to read one of our stories that have been in our newsletter.
Yep.
You know, there's lots of information and things out there that we can do for you.
And you also do research, and you've also put your oar in with government and given them a good stir around and perhaps the odd whack with it too.
Why not? Why not?
It must be, frustrating dealing sometimes with politicians. Like, I remember there was a budget a while back where it seemed like there was going to be something delivered for grandparents raising grandchildren. And then,
that's the one that took 9 years.
Yes, and then it sputtered out.
No, it eventually did come
through. It did come through?
It did come through.
Okay.
It eventually did come through.
Right.
But, you know, it's 9 years in the waiting.
Yes.
That's a long, long time.
A long, long time. And when you've got grandparents, they might be thinking they haven't got a great deal of time. That must be a big worry too.
Well, that also is a very great worry, because I know a lot of our grandparents just pray that they live long enough to see these children into adulthood.
Yeah.
Because often too they get into very expensive legal expenses having to go through family court.
Mm-hmm.
So they may have saved a nest egg and that gets stripped away.
Yep.
And paying for expensive legal fees.
Right. Oh, that's tragic.
It is.
Yep. Now, you've got a story there?
I've got a wonderful story here.
And Angus, have we got time for a story now, or should we go to a break? Yep, I get the thumbs up.
We're all good. Yep. Okay. This particular story featured in one of our newsletters, which goes out every month to all of our members, and it's called Modernising Gran. 17-year-old granddaughter decided that Gran's old track pants needed upgrading. At her insistence, we set off to the mall. I must say here, I was more than a little nervous. A sense of foreboding descended upon me. Much talk of skinny jeans was tossed about with gay abandon. Silly me. I should have turned the car around right then and gone home. Skinny jeans? What on earth were those? Yes, I did have skinny legs, but that could not be said for the rest of me. Something happened to this child once we were in that store. It had clothing from the floor to the ceiling. She took total control and firmly deposited me in one of those changing rooms. Not a changing room I'm used to, I might add. A largest room with no lock on the doors and mirrors on all the walls. One is not alone in these rooms either. It seemed to me the whole of the mall had decided to go in there. "Gran," she said in a commanding voice, "try these on." At my feet lay a pile of jeans in many colours. I said a silent thank you that I'd put on a decent pair of knickers and had a long top on. The first pair I tried on would not even go up over my heels. Finally she found a pair which managed to find their way up to my thighs. Thank goodness for skinny legs, I thought. But the next part of my anatomy was a much different story. I struggled, I strained, I pulled and I jumped up and down, all to no avail. She rolled her eyes at this point. She was down on her knees searching for larger sizes, and jeans were flying everywhere. What happened to folding clothes? Neatly, I wondered. Finally, she found a pair that she thought would do the job. Again, the struggle began. Yes, easily pulling them up over my skinny legs, up over the saggy bottom, and then I began what I can only describe as pushing dough into a small bowl. The more I pushed and squeezed, the more things popped out. Finally, parts of my body seemed to move elsewhere. The zip was up and the dome, or stud as it's known today, snapped shut. Now, I'd heard of the muffin, and I don't mean the one you eat either, but someone had added too much yeast to my muffin, and it exploded everywhere. The muffin hung there, and it hung everywhere. Meantime, I'm standing on what seemed to be like a free concert of Lady Gaga, and every teenage girl was in there. The music was beating, and so was my heart. But not for the same reason the teenage girls' hearts were beating along with that song. Pain and passing out comes to mind. Darling granddaughter at this point had decided I also needed a new top. Within a heartbeat, she whipped off my long top. Well, if the ground had opened up, you know where I would be. Thankfully, with her lightning speed, she was back in with a top. Dignity restored. "Cool," she screeched over the Lady Gaga song. "Alejandro," she shouted. "What?" says I. To me, I looked like a lollipop on a thin stick. Then began the task of unpeeling these skinny jeans, and that was no mean feat either. We duly paid and left the store. My body ached from all this pushing and squeezing. I knew I couldn't do this on a regular basis. I would have to get up an hour early to get dressed, not to mention the pain. Being a gran from the old days, I knew that one should always wash clothes before wearing. What I sort of forgot about is, if you wash jeans in really hot water, they shrink. Oh my. Guess who looks really cool in her new skinny jeans? And at least I can breathe in my tracks. That's a sample of the sort of things that go out in our newsletters.
Well, that must be a nice thing too, that grandparents, I mean, that they are frontline parenting, and so they're going to be constantly sharpened up and freshened up with their kids, I guess.
Indeed they are.
In fact, the grandparents that we had come in that we filmed for your DVD series, they seemed very cool.
They were.
Yeah. And so if that's typical of your membership, well, perhaps that might be a big cost to pay raising your grandchildren, but I guess you do get that privilege of interacting with young people too.
Oh, you do, and it's got some humour.
We'll take a break. We've got a bit of production that we've got here in honour of Mothers, a little Mother's Day piece that we'll play. And after the break, we'll see if we can give away some